There was a book written by Dan Millman called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And he was told, as he was learning how to have this higher consciousness by his teacher, whose name was Socrates, to go out on a rock and sit there until he could come in and have something important to say. And he went out and he sat for like 6 hours, and everything he thought of, he thought, well, that's not important, and no, that's really not important. And you start looking at your mind and thinking about all the things that it thinks about and gets preoccupied with, and hardly anything matters. We get into our little drama of our little life and whether it's going to rain or whether we're going to make enough money and all that. And you start thinking, but does that matter? He would go out and he would say something to Socrates, and Socrates would say, no, that's not important. And he'd go back out there and he'd sit for another 6 hours and he'd meditate. And he finally came in after like 24 hours and he said, there are no ordinary moments. And Socrates said, yes, that matters. That's an important, intelligent thing to think, to understand. That every moment in your life is a miracle. And that everything that you're going through in your life, you can stand back and just watch yourself go through it. You can observe yourself go through it. And after doing that for a while, and you begin to say, this isn't really me. This isn't really me. I'm getting up in the morning now, and I'm getting on the freeway, and I'm going, but this isn't really what I am. I'm this consciousness that's behind all of this. And after a while, that consciousness is no longer something that you see yourself as separated from. You see that as what you are. And then you start changing. You start having dramatic new changes in your life. And that old consciousness is no longer there, that old consciousness of accumulation and having to get things done. And then you become much more peaceful with it all. And then you begin to realize after a while that everything that I'm doing is all right. It's fine. Even when I mess it up and even when the deal doesn't go through, that there's something to learn. There's an opportunity in that obstacle or in that failure. You get this incredible internal peace with all the things that you're doing and all the roles that you're playing. And yet you know that you're going through all of these roles, and it's like the only way you ever know when you're dreaming is to awaken. I mean, just think about it. If you'd never woke up, you would never know you were dreaming. That's true at this level of consciousness, too. The only way to see that this is all an illusion, that you are destroying yourself with things that aren't even real, you know, like whether this person likes me or doesn't, or whether I get that money or whether I don't, and all that, that's stuff that you can't do anything with anyway. You begin to say that, well, if I'm going to mess myself up, I'm not going to mess myself up with illusions, with things that don't matter. So I just think I'll stop messing myself up completely. I won't even think like that any longer. And before long, instead of being disharmony and full of anger and upsettedness and hatred and all of that, you become filled with acceptance, a new kind of love, a new kind of approach to all of the things that you're doing in your life. And it's like it just doesn't matter any longer. It's not as if you act that way. You act as if what you're doing matters, but deep inside of you, in that little special place where you know that you are thought and thought is you, and you are a higher consciousness and a higher awareness than all of this other stuff, you just sort of stand back and you get more productive, and you get less consumed with what other people are thinking. You get yourself totally out of controlling relationships, and you find yourself moving away from all of that kind of stuff that used to be such a very important part of your life, trying to get this one to like you and trying to please that one, or being in a relationship in which someone is in authority over you, controlling you. You leave that. That all goes, and you avoid confrontation and conflict because that isn't you any longer. And you're much more peaceful with the whole thing. And then after a while, you start looking for the beauty in everything that everybody else does, or the joy, or the serenity, or the ease, or the peace, whatever you want to call it. You start seeing that in everyone that you run into. And so someone will cut you off on the freeway, or somebody will yell at you, or somebody will be obnoxious towards you, or someone will not pay their debt towards you, or any number of things that at one time would have driven you absolutely insane. You look at that and you see, but that's where they are on their path.